Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
DGS, happy Tuesday. Thursday's 25th anniversary. A lot of old friends from the show coming back to celebrate with us. Celebration with the Dave Glover Band and another band to happen on Black Friday out in St. Peter's. 4 to 8, we'll let you know when and where and all that kind of stuff once we get it firmed up. But we're definitely planning that. Having rehearsals. I love that.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Is that the fun part? Just the guys hanging out,
yeah,
doing stuff?
I mean, it's all fun. It really is. I'm very blessed and fortunate. Like, for all those years that we played, Greg Hullab, the bass player in the band, who's like the real, he knows it's an F major augmented seventh, you know what I mean? And he would bring my rig. He'd bring my guitar and my amp and set it up, and I just walk in and do it. Really cool.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Yeah.
First, I thought you were describing a helicopter there with the music description.
I'm not following.
I don't know. It just sounded so foreign to me. I'm like, is that a kind of helicopter?
Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, my band's texting me right now. I know.
What are they saying? What are they
read
saying?
It. Yeah, read it. What does it say?
Hold, please.
I'm transferring you.
Hey, band. Just checking in with some band stuff.
Hey, guys. It's me. Dave.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was like, Dave, you got to do your own rig this time.
Glover, in parentheses.
Wait a minute. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So Instagram now restricts what teens can see, and they're using the PG-13 film rating system as their standard. They're aligning with that. The new measure aims to protect younger users from harmful material and promote responsible content consumption. So there's going to be restrictions on posts with strong language, harmful behavior, and age-inappropriate content, as well as different limits on like what you can search and interactions with AI if you're a teenager. This is something parents can enable. It's a restricted content mode.
What was it before?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not the parent of a teenager, so I've never looked into it too closely. I do know that Instagram has been around since 2010, and they're just now coming out with this rating system to protect teenagers.
I don't know if there was. I don't know if there were a lot of protections for teenagers specifically. I think maybe.
Yeah, who could have thought of that before 15
right,
years?
Right. I think they just asked you when you sign up for an account, they ask you, like, are you older than 13?
Good enough.
And they're like, welcome to the saloon. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Would you like a drink?
Yeah, step into the wild, wild west of the internet. You are over 13. You can handle this.
I was such a little goon at 13, like, you know, looking at the Sears magazine brassiere ads and stuff. I can't even fathom having a computer where you could just look at basically anything. If you're smarter than your parents, which you probably are when it comes to technology, you can look at literally everything.
Mm.
So some U.S. news outlets are refusing to sign this new Pentagon rules to only report official information from the Pentagon. Michael Calhoun's been talking about this a little bit in the top of the hour news. This policy asks media organizations to sign this pledge that requires them to say they will not obtain unauthorized material, and it restricts access to certain areas unless they are accompanied by an official. If you don't sign the pledge by today at 5 p.m., so, I mean, their time that's happening right now, you'll have 24 hours to turn in your press credentials.
Wheels, you had this one on. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that that's a First Amendment violation, right? Telling any media company how they can and can't cover any government agency is against the First Amendment.
And I'm sure there already are rules about using classified information.
You cannot post classified information. I mean, like, or anything that's a certain type of, you know, categorization, right? But you can't be told that you have to report only what the Pentagon's telling you. Like, that's literally against the Constitution. Like, that is the, I mean, it's the first thing protected in all of the rights that we have. The first thing is the freedom of speech, freedom of the press. And the thing that always gets me about this, like, flashback 4 years, 3 years. If the other administration had done this same thing, what would the outrage machine be like? And it would be justified, by the way. It would be totally justified outrage. You got to be outraged by it when it's your people, too. You can't say, well, I trust them. Well, it doesn't matter because it's not always going to be them. And you might say, I trust this person. Well, you might not trust the next one. Why do we accept that? I mean, it's very clear. You don't try to do that unless you're trying to pull something over on people, right? I mean, if it's already illegal, it's already illegal. If you can't put out top secret information or something that's classified, well, then you can't already. Why do you need to direct the coverage? And why is any that should be a 100% agreement amongst Americans that the government cannot tell media companies how they can and can't cover the government. The government works for us. And we don't know if nobody's going to tell us.
Amen.
Right?
I agree.
Just glancing up at CNN here, right now President Trump is holding a Medal of Freedom event honoring Charlie Kirk. Today would have been his 32nd birthday. Gosh, he was young.
Yep.
Fatally shot on September 10th. His widow, Erica Kirk, is attending the ceremony. I'm sure we will have more updates on that for tomorrow's headlines.
Yeah, sorry. And I wanted to follow up on the Pentagon thing because CNN, ABC, NBC, Fox News, and Newsmax all rejected.
Good.
This. The only
Good for Fox.
The only outlet that agreed to it was OAN. Literally everybody else said, nope, that's not okay.
That makes me very happy.
Yes. So that should tell you what you need to know when Fox News and MSNBC agree.
Mm-hmm.
That should tell you what you need to know.
Yeah.
When Newsmax and MSNBC agree, that should tell you what you need to know.
President Donald Trump is complaining about his super bad Time magazine photo, his cover story. I got to have the president's back on this one. It is not a flattering picture. It seems kind of shady that they picked this. It's like a low angle looking up into his neck. They could have found a much better
picture. They did him dirty.
Considering the cover story was honoring his deal that he was able to make with Israel and Gaza.
Yeah.
So, yeah, gotta back him up on that one. It wasn't so great. But he did say that the story that accompanied the cover was, quote, relatively good.
Go ahead. Let it out.
You're the most powerful person in the world. Why do you even care? There are literally a bazillion pictures of you out there. You know, everybody knows what you look like. Nobody sees that and goes, that's exactly what Donald Trump looks like. Whether it's me or anybody else, like, it's okay if it's not a good picture. I agree. It's a terrible angle. But why would you even care? You're the most powerful person in the world.
One person that is lauding President Trump's Gaza effort is former President Joe Biden. He said he's deeply grateful for the work the president did. Other people in government or formerly in government who have congratulated the president, Bill Clinton, Kamala Harris, Mike Pence, are giving him his flowers at this point in time.
Good.
Again, good. If you do something good, you should get praised for it. And if other people do something good, you should praise them for it.
I think someone like Biden, who's not my favorite guy, should get extra credit praising someone who is so nasty to you. You know, someone who has said a million times that you're the worst president ever and you're this and you're that. Good for him being able to be big enough to praise the president in spite of that.
Sad story here. Mitt Romney's sister-in-law was found dead near a Los Angeles parking garage, according to authorities. She's 64 years old. They're still investigating the cause of her death. But yeah, very sad. Married to Mitt Romney's brother. I believe she is Ronna McDaniel's stepmother. Hmm. So a lot of connections there. Walmart is partnering with OpenAI for a ChatGPT shopping feature. So you can shop at Walmart and Sam's Club directly within ChatGPT. I guess they just want to streamline the process and make it as easy as possible to get their products. I would anticipate this happening more and more.
Target, so, like, I can't picture it.
So from what I'm able to understand, you're having a conversation with ChatGPT. Hey, I'm looking for this certain type of socks. ChatGPT can show it to you. It's from Walmart. Okay, I'll purchase that. ChatGPT will then facilitate the sale with Walmart. I'm sure you have to take some steps at first to set up your account and all that, but Target has announced that they will be selling THC-infused beverages in a 10-store test. This is happening in Minnesota. I just thought this was a little remarkable. A lot of Targets don't even sell alcohol if you're within a certain distance from a school. So just the fact that they're kind of getting into the THC game. I know in Missouri, if you go to the dispensary, you got to show your ID a couple of times, and it's a very locked down situation. So I do wonder how that's going to work at a Target store. This is something we'll be paying attention to. But I think that's pretty huge news. You can buy something with THC at Target.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that. So I've been very open. I'm pretty much a nightly gummy user. It got me off of Lexapro, which I was on for 2 or 3 years. I think it's far preferable. I've had no bad side effects. It's helped me a lot. It's not for everyone. I don't judge people who don't use it. I'm not sure I want THC in Target. And I'm not sure why not.
I feel like those two things, that and alcohol, should be treated the same way.
Yeah.
If they're both legal and they both have the same basic properties, right? I mean, from what they do to you, they alter your mind. And that's what they do. It's why we drink them. It's why we use the things we do. Why wouldn't they be the same? If you have to show an ID to buy a beer, you can show an ID to buy a 6-pack of any THC drink.
There's a pumpkin that weighs as much as a bison.
Hey, I'm sitting right here.
And it was unveiled in Half Moon Bay, where they have their world championship pumpkin weigh-off. This giant jack-o'-lantern gourd weighed 2,346 pounds.
It's a big Ken.
That's crazy, dude. Congratulations to the winners there. The man who grew the pumpkin said, "My mind is kind of racing because I was in this position last year and I lost by 6 pounds." He's been angling to take home the top prize, and they did it. Giant pumpkin. Congratulations.
How does one even cultivate a pumpy of that size?
I've seen them.
What did you call
it? You seen them? A pumpy.
I don't like calling them pumpies.
Didn't like pumpkin either.
You guys don't like pumpy? I thought I'd try a pumpy.
Okay, let's move on.
You seen them?
Yeah, last year we used to grow not that big, but we would have like big show wins. And
wow.
Pumpkins have been a completely wonderful thing in my life.
Yeah.
Going back to as a kid, I've always loved this time of year. I love pumpkin picking. I love pumpkin seeds, love pumpkin pie. Working at the farm, we'd have, you know, the weekends, people come out by the thousands. And
you love feeding the squirrels?
Love feeding the squirrels.
With the pumpkins.
What has been a 100% wonderful thing in your life?
Baseball.
Okay, fair enough.
I do need to correct you. It's pumpy pie.
Pumpy pie.
Not pumpkin.
Don't
pie.
Do that.
I'm not trying to rip off yours, Dave, but where my mind is going right now is apples. It's been kind of the same thing. Like, I loved going to Eckert's and apple picking. It's always been like my number one favorite snack, and I just get happy when I think about them. And I was able to properly identify all of the apples Andrew brought in by taste.
Well, so was everyone.
You know what I think of?
So was everyone.
That's true.
You know what I think of when I think of apples? I think of my very good friend Tim Convey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because Nick and I were driving back from like Florida, and you guys had this new hot guy, Tim Convey, who's so handsome and so funny, and I just hated him. And I listened, we were like in Vandalia or something, and listening to the show, and he was like the Honeycrisp. I'm like, I now have a mortal enemy, and he ended up being one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, check out Tim Convey's new stand-up special on the Nateland YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Very happy for Tim. This is very cool that he's doing this, and
well deserved.
Just seeing his dreams come true like that, He's awesome.
Well, yeah, he didn't have enough going for him.
No.
Yeah, really kind of a loser before the whole stand-up.
Poor guy, yeah.
Before the whole falling in with the biggest stand-up
really
comedian
pulling him out of
in the country right
lack
now.
Of success. Yeah.
I have one more story for you guys until we go to break. A popular breakfast spot is to open a new location in St. Louis County. Would anyone like to guess what it is?
I heard it.
Chris's Pancakes.
Congrats.
Hey.
They have two existing locations in the city of St. Louis, but they will be opening a new location in the former TGI Fridays restaurant at Ronnie's Plaza in South St. Louis County.
Good one.
Yes. I was at Ronnie's this weekend. I'm like, oh man, they closed the TGI Fridays. What a bummer. There's one less place to eat around here. It's being replaced with something much better. Congratulations.
Speaking of friends, Chris Saraceno is the man.
Yes,
we love him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good headlines.
Thanks, Steve.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS. I still don't know what Andrew 30% means on my notebook.
Okay,
I don't either.
Someone posted on Facebook. I apologize. I'm not recalling her name. Oh, Barb. Barb posted on Facebook and said, Dave, maybe you were thinking that Andrew deserves a 30% pay increase. Mm.
That's it.
I think that, too.
Barb nailed it.
Thank you, Barb. I literally owe you 30%. Bad news is it's still not that much.
Put in a ticket. See what happens.
Yeah. Asking for stuff like that through the Odyssey support.
The Zendesk
IT support system.
A mother's getting backlash online for making her daughter's gender reveal about her. She apparently set it up so that the couple's planned reveal would show both blue and pink, confusing everyone. She then popped a balloon to reveal the actual gender.
I saw this.
I think it was the grandmother.
Oh.
So the mom and dad do the little pop, and it's like, it's pink and blue. What's going on? And then she's like, here I am, the real center of attention.
I think there's an argument to be made when we're like, when did things go so bad? When we started doing gender reveals.
Yeah.
Things have been sort of hinky since then.
I always struggle not to call baby reveals.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a baby.
That's a news.
Yeah, great news. It's a baby.
Future trend, people are open to brand-sponsored weddings. 61% of Americans say that they would consider a corporate sponsorship wedding, even wearing the brand's mascot to officiate. So,
hey, I get it.
You get your wedding paid for, or at wedding, least partially?
Yeah.
Wedding prices are out of control. They're horribly expensive.
Andrew and Megan brought to you by Kraft Cheese.
Why would any sponsor want to do that?
To get in front of a couple hundred people?
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it worth it?
Yeah, hardly seems like it would be worth it for the sponsor, but I know that a lot of
people
don't.
Unless it's like a famous person.
A lot of people don't want to compromise on the big, giant wedding that they want, but they just cannot realistically afford it. And I guess if you then want to have, like, the Pennzoil Union of Holy Matrimony, I guess that's fine.
Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl sold 4 million copies in its first week, which is a record for the modern era, and all 12 songs take up the top 12 spots in the Hot 100.
Damn.
Yeah. That's what domination looks like. Hillary Clinton inadvertently set a thirst trap when she posted some throwback pics. People are comparing young Hillary to Sydney Sweeney.
I don't know. I said young Hillary Clinton was pretty on this show a long time ago, and it didn't go well.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.